Red Oaks Emmanuel Grass is our latest Jimmy's Real Estate Kim A-Land Male Athlete of the Week. He's had a fantastic cross-country season, now getting ready for the state meet where he and his teammates will compete. Emmanuel, how are we doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, we appreciate you taking time to chat with us. You know, it's been fun following you and your team throughout the season. Now you guys are getting ready to compete the state meet this week. I mean, how are we feeling and what's the excitement level, you know, as you guys get ready for it?
Yeah, we're feeling good. We're feeling like we're peaking at the right time. Just keep grinding. I think we're going to do pretty good at the state meet. We all have pretty good goals to go there and do good. Just attacking it with the right mindset. Yeah, stuff like that.
I know all year and in talking to you and Coach Rollins, I mean, this was a team that's had this goal and expectation. Speak to, just being able to accomplish, everything you guys have accomplished this year.
Yeah. Well, this year we all have been like just working a little bit together, like just a little bit better. Me and Hayden, top two, just been like attacking the workouts a little bit, just more consistently helping. Like, I mean, we're always pretty consistent. We're helping the guys get a little bit more consistent throughout the whole year. And no matter if like they don't want to do it, like we try to tell them, try to hit that extra rep, try to do that. And it's like it starts to show up at the end of the year. And it definitely pays off.
Go all the way back to your state qualifying meet. I say all the way back. It was just a couple days ago. But, great showing for you and your team there. You end up winning it. Team qualifies for state. Take me through that day and then the performance that you and your teammates put down out there.
Yeah, so we all knew we had a really good chance. We wanted to, win it. We didn't turn out that way, but at least we qualified. But my mindset going into that race, I knew I could probably win it. I had a pretty good chance of winning it, just going off the times and everything. If I felt good, I just wanted to take it off the rip, which is what I did. I fell off, just felt good off the rip, off the line, and then just took it, and then just started grinding away the miles, and then last mile, just kind of hit a little surge, and then just see if they could follow me, which they really couldn't, and then just took it. But, yeah, and then everyone else tried to run the best they could, and it turned out pretty good. We went 1 and 2, and then Osell with the 6th place, and then the 4th and 5th tried their best, but it was a decent showing for everyone.
Yeah, and you end up leading the way. Speak to kind of the strategy that you had coming into that race. Is the way you attack that the way you've tried to attack the whole year?
I've been trying. It just depends on the race. Like normally I have to reverse like the LC guys, so it's kind of I can't really attack every race trying to win it. I want to win every race, but like you can't go confidently trying to win it against them. Like you just want to compete against them, obviously, which is what I've been doing, especially at the end of the year, getting a lot closer to them and everything like that. But with that race, I kind of knew just I wanted to make it the most comfortable possible. So I kind of just wanted to stick with the group in the first mile and then turn it up the last two and then just try to drop everyone. But it kind of just turned out, I just felt good and then just took it to like right off the gun, which is what happened.
You've been on an incline, throughout your career in terms of just getting better and getting better. And it seems like now it's culminating with the year that you've had. How do you put into words, kind of the growth that you've made over the last couple of years?
Just consistent, just being consistent. It's with that with every single sport. You're going to see yourself get better in any sport if you're just consistent with yourself. It's just, discipline over motivation at that point, and then just be consistent with yourself. And, if you're, like, I was just consistent, and I just saw growth and progression, and I feel like that's probably the best way to just keep getting better, and that's what I did. And I feel like I'm seeing progression and hopefully going to see a good showing at state.
Yeah, so now, as you get ready for state, speak to the goals and expectations you have when you get there.
Yeah, I'm hoping to just rip a good time there. Hopefully go sub 1555, sub 1550. That would be good. And then maybe I'm ranked 3rd right now, so hopefully get top 3. Runner up would be good. Anything would be good. State champ, obviously. I want to get state champ. It's gonna be obviously really hard to dethrone Emerson Vokes, but I want to just do my best. Hopefully rip a good PR there. Going into it, 1556 is sure, and so I know I can run fast on a pretty flat course, so hopefully we can do some damage there.
Manuel Grass of Red Oak, our latest Jimmy's Real Estate Camp A-Land Male Athlete of the Week as he gets ready for state cross country. Manuel, appreciate the time today and wish you the best there in Fort Dodge.
All right, thank you.